Good morning. Welcome to In Christ Singapore Online Service. A warm welcome to all of you, and we are thankful that you are joining us this Sunday morning. We would like to invite visitors to our church service to kindly fill out the electronic contact card on the URL link in the chat. Do give us a friendly wave in the chat room, and we hope to know you better. If you have been attending ICSG service for the past 3 months, we would also like to take this opportunity to invite you to join us as a church member. Please WhatsApp the number shown below in the slides or check with your cell group leader for details on membership. Games Day. We'll be hosting another Games Day on the 30th of August. We would like to encourage you to join us with the family as we fellowship together after the service on the 30th of August, end of this month. On the Acts Bible study, we'll be covering Acts chapter 6 to 10, this week's Bible study. Please join us at the same URL at 8 p.m. Please feel free to WhatsApp us should you have any questions, thoughts, and reflections of the chapters covered. Pastor Sandra will be addressing them at the upcoming Q&A session. Discipleship. We are very privileged to be having a worship Zoom seminar with Pastor Tom Inglis. He'll be teaching us again on Zoom on the 19th of September, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on a seminar titled Worship Heals, Physical and Emotional Healing Through Worship. We hope to see you there. The Woman of Faith meets every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. in the morning for a book study. Do consider joining them if you are available. Please WhatsApp ICSG updates to register or to know more about the Woman of Faith gathering. Tithes and offering. In Christ Singapore, thank you for your tithes and offering. We appreciate your offering through electronic means. You can use your bank app to scan the QR code to transfer using PayNow or PayLah. Or, if you prefer to use the manual entry, our account details are available on the slides below. Lastly, In Christ Singapore is a cell group church. We would like to encourage everyone to be part of a cell group where you can journey with a close friend of like-minded people in your Christian walk. We have a total of 7 different cell groups and would like to encourage you to join one today. Please fill the contact form and we hope to get back to you shortly. Okay, with that, we thank you for your attention and I would like to end this time with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. We are humbled to come before you to worship in this time. We pray that you anoint our heart and let our heart be open to worshiping you. We pray for your touch. We pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us as we go into worship later. And we pray for wisdom to understand the word of God that is shared by our pastor. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Let's give glory to our God and King.
Let's pray together. Father, we come before you this morning and we want to praise you and worship you, God. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us, the Holy Spirit of God that is there to lead us, to guide us, and also someone that we can fellowship with, we can rely on, we can trust. And God, we just thank you that this, as we come together right now, Lord, that your spirit is there among us in our different homes and in our different circumstances and situations, God. And we just pray, Father God, as the word will be spoken today, Lord, may your word accomplish what you have called it to do in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Be so very welcome to In Christ Singapore. And I just want to make a kind reminder about what we mentioned last Sunday about the Holy Communion, that we are going to be having Holy Communion on our first online communion, Holy Communion, on the first Sunday of the month, September. For those of you that still may not have your elements, we encourage you to talk through your cell group leaders to be able to receive the elements for that Sunday, or talk to us directly through email or the WhatsApp account so that we can assist you in getting the elements before the Holy Communion. But with that, I would like to put our focus on today's word. And today I will be speaking about the purpose and the benefits of speaking in tongues. And when we look upon the first followers of Jesus, we see that after the cross of Jesus, that the disciples became scattered and they became fearful of their lives. But we also see how God brought them back together, and how after the resurrection of Jesus, how he was with them and how he taught them about the things to come, about the Holy Spirit. And about 2 weeks back, we spoke about the power of the Holy Spirit and how when the Holy Spirit empowers us, boldness comes into our life, and the wisdom of God and the help of God in different situations. And according to Barton Life Application Commentary on the Book of Acts, it speaks about how the story of the followers of Christ can be looked upon in our life, where it says, "This is their story, the history of the early church and the changed men and women who changed the world. As you read of the Holy Spirit, the gifts, persecution, and power, Paul's dramatic conversion, and the rapid spread of the gospel beyond Jerusalem and Judea to the ends of the earth, look for yourself in the stories. Ask God to transform you into the kind of person he can use to change your world." And I think that's so interesting, both as we are going through right now in our Bible study on the book of Acts. It's quite interesting when we look upon the first followers of Jesus, how they were encountering the Holy Spirit and the life of God and the boldness of God and the supernatural power of God upon their lives in the most impossible situation of persecution and a lot of even restrictions. But how they always, through the power of God, were able to make a difference to this world. And as it said here, look for yourself in the stories. As we read the book of Acts, as we read about the first followers of Christ, we should look for ourselves in the stories. Because what they encountered was not only for their days, was not only for them to experience, but it's also for our time. It's for our situation. It's for our lives. And yes, we may live in a different times, in a more of a digital age, and things have changed since the time of the disciples. But the Bible hasn't changed. The promises of God hasn't changed. God is still the same. The Holy Spirit is still the same. And just as he worked through the lives of the first followers of Christ, so he can work and empower us to do great and mighty things for him. And one of the outer signs of the presence of the Holy Spirit on our life, one of the signs of the manifestation of the Spirit in our life, the infilling of the Spirit, is the ability to be able to speak in tongues. And we see that also in the life of the disciples, as I spoke about 2 weeks back, how through the life of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, that boldness was also something that came into there as they were filled with His presence. And as we go to the book of Acts, we find that Peter among the followers of Jesus find themselves in the upper room as the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And it says in Acts 2:1-4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord with one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So right here in this passage, as the promise of God was coming into fulfillment in the lives of the disciples about the Holy Spirit of God, we find that as the Spirit of God came into their midst, in the midst of those 120, eagerly waiting on God, it came as a rushing mighty wind. And the sound from heaven was one as of a rushing mighty wind. And the emphasis is more on the sound than the actual wind. The wind is more of a human illustration in that sense of trying to make sense of what was taking place. That as the Holy Spirit came upon the believers, it sounded like a great, great rushing wind coming into their room. So it may not necessarily have been a movement of air, but the way it came into the midst of them, the greatness of it, the sound of it was that mighty. And it divided, what appeared to them was the divided tongues as of fire. And it sat upon each and every one of them. So again, we're given a visual image of what is taking place and what looks like is taking place in the lives of the disciples. And fire symbolizes often God's purification. It symbolizes His presence and His purification in our lives. So all of those things that were taking place, something powerful is happening in the lives of followers of Christ. And the Bible tells us in this passage they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And to be filled with the Holy Spirit is something that may not happen once in our life, but it's something that has to have a continuation of being filled with Him. Because so that our cups overflow. Because if you picture a cup full of water, and the more water that goes out, something needs to refill that. And the same thing with us. The more that we give out of the presence of God, we also need to fill ourselves with the presence of God so that there can be that constant overflow of His presence in our lives to the people around us. So, and in this case, they started to pray in tongues as they experienced the Holy Spirit, as they were filled with Him and encouraged by Him. The sign of that in those disciples' lives is that they started to speak in tongues, which we know as we look upon the Bible is one of those signs of the presence and the infilling of the Spirit in our lives. That it becomes as a one of the outer demonstration of what He has started on the inside of us. And of course, when we start speaking in tongues, the first time we do it, there will only be one time that is the initial time. But there is still, when it comes to that presence of God, there needs to be a continuation of the filling of His presence. Because not only is the tongue speaking one of those things that we see that the Lord wants to fill our lives with, but there also a part of it as well that there is that certain boldness that comes into our lives. There is that a certain, through the more of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life, we are kind of getting more and more into the supernatural and being able to walk in a supernatural presence of God all around us. So today I want to speak about tongues. And I know that for tongues, for some, tongues is something they are very familiar with. But for others, it may be something that they don't even fully, may not fully understand. For others, it's very, they may be very kind of taken back, not fully sure, even if it is of God. And you know, all those questions that come with it, it's good to ask. Because everything that we need to know, that everything that comes from God are good gifts. And everything that comes from God is given to us. But just like every other gift, when it's given to you, it's up to you to receive it. It's up to you if you are willing to have it and receive it into your life, if you feel comfortable with it. And if you feel, if a person feels uncomfortable with it, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to want to step by step understand what are the reasons why we should speak in tongues. What are the reasons why God has given it to us? And how can we see that it benefits our Christian walk with Him? And you know, even just there's something about praying together in the Spirit, praying together in tongues, and praying together as a church as well, that it leaves a certain joy. You know, we have our biweekly Tuesday prayer. And right now we have them through Zoom. And it's just something about coming together like that. And you pray together. You pray with we may pray in tongues. We may pray with our understanding and switch between those things. But it's just so wonderful to be able to pray together like this with other brothers and sisters. Being in the setting of a prayer for the church, being in the setting of a cell group gatherings, or even as a women of faith. But prayer is something that the Lord calls us to, both individually, but also as a corporate body of Christ, that we can pray through for things to come to pass according to His will. So I want to talk about three functions of tongues today. And if you already are speaking in tongues, if that's already your prayer language, then I still want you to be encouraged to see, to be reminded or encouraged once again to not compromise when it comes to speaking in tongues, when it comes to praying in tongues, because God has given that to you. And sometimes there may be those times in our life where we may kind of, it isn't something that we do. Maybe we've done it as a part of our life for a time being, but then maybe sometimes we come into a little bit of a dry time where we're not necessarily using our prayer tongues on a daily basis. But I want to encourage those of us that already have received that gift, that already have received that received that into our lives, that we have started praying in tongues, to not compromise on it, but to be encouraged once again to continue to pray, especially during those times of uncertainty. And if you find yourself in a certain situation, we should pray in tongues even more. We should let that be a part of our life and not compromise to it. And for those of you that may still have questions about tongues, for those of you that may have been asking for that prayer language for a long time, don't give up on believing the Lord to bring that into your life. And so for those of you that may be reserved still, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to bring your doubts before the Lord. But also having that attitude of, Lord, show that to me if this is of you, so that I can also receive it and let that be a part of my life according to your will. So the first thing I want to look upon is the ordinary prayer language, which no one understands but God. And it says in 1 Corinthians 14, 2-4, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to man but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. So, first and foremost, what is it that happens as we are speaking in tongues? As it says in verse 2, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to man, but to God. And it may be mysteries to us as we speak in tongues. I mean, if I start praying in the Spirit right now, you know, maybe to your human understanding and even to my human understanding, I may not fully comprehend what I am praying. But one thing we need to realize about tongues is that I am not talking to humans. I am talking to God. It's my prayer language to God. I'm praying out God's perfect will during that time when I'm praying led by the Spirit. And sometimes this is the difficulty that people face, because our human mind is not comprehending it. But once we start to pray in that manner, we do often feel that our spirit is being uplifted. We feel strengthened on the inside. We feel strengthened in God. And so often also, we are going between praying in tongues and then praying with our understanding. I may start by praying, and then I start praying with my understanding as I feel that the Lord is leading me to pray. So we may start in the Spirit, but often as we start in the Spirit with our tongues language, there may be things start to come to our understanding that we feel led by the Lord to start to pray out as well with our human understanding and with our human language. So praying in tongues is a gift that God gives all of us. And it's a help in our relationship with the Lord. It helps us to be even stronger and more effective in our prayer. And it's our innermost communication with God to communicate with God's innermost parts as well. And how we start to pray in tongues may come in different manners. I was just reminded as I was preparing this sermon of a young man in Shanghai when I was a youth pastor there. And as we had been speaking about the speaking in tongues and talking about that, teaching on that, he received his prayer language, but it was just one word. And I remember him coming to me and being, is this still tongues, you know, because it was just the same word over and over and over again. But you know, that was his initial prayer language in tongues. And sometimes it may be a different experience for different individuals. But some may experience at the beginning of it just starts with that one word. Just one word all over again and again and again, and a word they have never maybe said before. And it may not sound very much up here, but it's the prayer language that God has given them. And then step by step, he may add to that, and it became a little bit of a more vocabulary in that sense, that he adds to the language, and it becomes more and more of the becomes even more and more words as it goes along. So different people will have different initial experience, and for so many people, praying in tongues is foreign, and many of them may not fully, especially if they have never been taught or if they have not heard it before. For some, it may be maybe even scary in that sense. So it's different, at least. I know that when I heard it for the first time, it wasn't very scary to me. It was actually something that I just wanted. I thought, okay, I want that. So I guess all of us will have a different experience of it. But first and foremost, we need to realize that it comes from God. And I also remember when I was a youth pastor in Shanghai, and we would teach upon that subject of praying in tongues, and sometimes before I prayed, I would pray in tongues, and then I would start praying with my understanding. And there was one of the youth that came to one of the youth leader after one of the Sunday service, And he asked the youth leader, like, why does Pastor Sandra always pray in Icelandic or Swedish before she prays with her understanding? So he thought that my tongue language was actually Icelandic or Swedish, and he had kind of mistaken it for that. But that's, for me, that is just so honest in one way, because for him or for her, maybe that was a new thing. And that's why in everything that we do, we need to teach upon this subject, as we do in this church and as we see in ICS Shanghai as well. Because as we teach upon it, we also realize the power of it, and we also realize the importance of it, and we are reminded of the importance of it, because it is a language that God intends for all of us and wants for all of us. And it says in 1 Corinthians 14:14-15, for if I pray in tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. So what is Paul saying? What is the conclusion? What is the importance of tongues? And how do we see that in our daily walk with Him? You know, we do pray with tongues, but we also pray with our understanding. And as I said at the beginning of this sermon, sometimes we switch between those two. As we are praying in the Spirit, suddenly we are reminded, as we are praying in our so-called heavenly language, some things start to come to our understanding, and we feel like, this is what I'm praying for at this moment of time. And oftentimes as well, when we are praying in tongues, we are also edifying ourselves. We may be praying for ourselves. We may be praying for things that we're going through at this time. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel my own verbal and my own language is limited to what I actually want to express before God. Or sometimes I feel like I'm out of words and praying for a certain situation. But then it's so good to be able to turn back to tongues and start praying in tongues together with the understanding. To also know that as we are praying in the Spirit, we're praying with understanding. We may switch between those two things, and we are sensing how the Holy Spirit is leading us. And that's the beauty of our prayer language. And there have been times in my own life where I have felt burdened by different things, and I have not fully maybe always known how to put them into words. And sometimes you may just sense this like a heaviness over different things that you don't know how to deal with. But it's like something happens the moment you start to pray in tongues. There is like you feel the strength that comes into your life. You feel the strength that you are as you are praying together with the Spirit of God. And don't misunderstand me. Of course, our own understanding is also often led by the Spirit of God, as we feel that He leads us with our own words. But I believe it's so important for us to be able to appreciate both of those things, because it is a gift from God for a purpose, and it not only does it benefit our own lives, but it also helps us to pray out according to His will for situations that we may not fully understand on our own. As Romans 8:26-27 tells us, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So in this passage we find that the Spirit helps in our weaknesses. How does the Spirit help in our weaknesses? For we do not know what to pray as we ought. And that's the situation we so often, I believe, as believers, we don't know what to pray. We sometimes even doubt, what is the will of God for this situation? How can I pray with my human understanding? Am I even praying according to the will of God? But that's where being able to pray in the Spirit can make us a difference for our Christian walk. Not only is praying in tongues a place where we are being edified, where we are being built up, not only is it that, but it's also where we can pray for things according to the will of God. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So we can imagine what kind of a power it is that we find in praying in tongues. Because He searches the heart. He knows the mind. He makes the intercession. And sometimes even, as it says in this passage, it can even be like groaning. Sometimes it's not even words. Sometimes it just may be the utterance of sounds that we feel as we are burdened by something the Lord has put on our heart for that time. We may sense a burden. It may even be that we sob over a certain situation or we are feeling the heaviness of a situation that somebody else may be going through at that moment of time. But the thing about that is that it can leave as quickly as it came. Because as soon as you pray through, it's lifted off. And as everything the Lord leads us into, it's never something we can choose to not submit to in that sense. Because everything He leads us into, being praying in tongues, being intercession that may even lead to some kind of a groanings in that sense, all of it is that we are willing to put ourselves in those positions of praying in that manner. And He will never, never put anything on us that we are not in our own control to stop or start. But it's kind of a cooperation between us and the Holy Spirit. It's not a forceful thing. It's not something that He takes over us and then there is no way of getting out of it. And the moment you start praying in tongues, you don't know if it's going to happen when you stand in the line in the grocery store. Suddenly you may start shouting in tongues because the Holy Spirit decides that that's the timing for it. It's nothing like that. And that's where we have to realize speaking in tongues is a cooperation together with the Holy Spirit. It's not something that He just makes starts like an engine, like putting on the car and we have no control and if it's going to happen for the next 5 minutes or it's going to be 24-hour prayers now. But it is more of that cooperation together with Him and praying things in the will of God, praying things that we may not always know what to pray, but He knows. He knows how to pray for that situation. And as we start praying in the Spirit, we just pray, Kora basandara lachari yande. Kiriara basondoria lachariara basande. And then suddenly we just feel like the Lord leads us into praying for Singapore. And we just say, Lord, I pray for Singapore right now. I pray for those in this nation that are experiencing difficult time because of the things that are happening at this moment of time. Financial loss, family problems. And then we just start praying for that because we feel that's the leading of the Holy Spirit. And as we pray it out with our understanding, we go back to praying in the Spirit. And then we continue, Lord, I pray right now for those that have lost jobs in this nation. Lord, may You come into those that are not seeing hope for tomorrow. Will You come into their lives, into their homes right now, and show them that You are the way and the truth and the life. And that's how we are cooperating together with the Spirit of God. He is leading us. He is guiding us. He is the one behind it. But we are kind of co-working together with Him to make a change into situations. Or even sometimes praying for our own life in this manner. So praying in tongues is something God wants to give us, all of us as a believer. But the question is, am I willing to receive it? Am I willing to be open up to it? And am I willing to even let the Spirit of God lead me further into it if it has been something that I have put on the shelf for a while? Maybe the Lord is reviving it in your heart and bringing you back into it. A second part I want to mention in relation to speaking in tongues is that at times tongues can be a language that is understood by others, but not by the one speaking. So this will not be our prayer language, but in this case, it may be a sign to the unbeliever, believe it or not, as it says in Acts 2:5-8. When they were at the day of Pentecost, when they had received the Holy Spirit, it says, and then there was dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitudes came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that they hear each in our own language in which we were born? So as they heard some of the followers of Christ speak in tongues on that day, many of them were speaking in tongues in their own language of someone else, even though they did not know that language. And even though many of them were uneducated people, suddenly they were speaking fluently a language they had maybe never learned before. And that is what made the people gather together, marvel and be amazed, because they heard them speak in their own mother tongue. They heard them speak a language they knew they should not have been capable of doing. And they were marveling about the things of God. So that's the second part of speaking in tongues, that it can occur in this manner, that a person that may not, like if I would just start fluently to speak Mandarin right now, you would probably all be amazed. I would be amazed because I do not know that language very well, even though I've lived in China for nearly 2 years, but man, that language is not easy for me to learn. So if I would start to fluently speak in Mandarin right now, you would probably be amazed, and I would probably be the most amazed out of all of you if I would understand that I'm actually doing that. So for different purpose, God may put this into practice in a believer's life. And in this case, we see that first and foremost, it becomes a sign to the non-believer, to the pre-believer. And the third thing I want to mention in relation to what it is to speak in tongues, and that is that it's a message in tongues through the gift of the Spirit. So again, one of the gifts of the Spirit is to speak in tongues. But when it comes to the 9 gifts of the Spirit, 2 of them has to do with tongues. One is to speak in tongues, to deliver a message in tongues. Another one is to interpret tongues. And this also cannot be confused with the prayer language of tongues, as I mentioned as the first point. Because the prayer language of tongues is for all believers. When it comes to the gift of speaking in tongues, in this case, as a part of the gifts of the Spirit, then it is something that God may give to certain believers as a part of a ministry within the church or ministry within the body of Christ. And we can see it maybe more obviously in some people's lives, and others may experience it on occasional time, but maybe not on a regular basis, because depending what is the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But we see this gift in demonstrated very obviously in some believers' lives. As it says in 1 Corinthians 12:7-11, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one in the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So I'm not going to go today into all the gifts of the Spirit, and that's not the purpose of bringing this passage forth. But the purpose of putting it into that context is to show that among those gifts, there are two gifts that are related to tongue speaking. And it is not about that just some believers receive praying in tongues, because as I said, that is for all believers. But this gift of speaking in tongues according to the gifts of the Spirit is something that we see manifested not maybe in every believer's life, but in some according to how the Spirit distributes them. And when it comes to that gift, when a person may deliver a message in tongues, oftentimes those tongues may change from our normal tongue speaking into maybe a different kind of tongues that we are not maybe used to hearing in our own prayer speaking of tongues. And it is inspired by the Holy Spirit to deliver a message. So it's often prophetic, it could be an encouragement, but it's a message from God to the believer's life. But here's the thing, a person may deliver that message, but somebody needs to interpret it. And sometimes the same person that delivers the message may also interpret it and deliver it as a direct kind of coming directly after the message in tongues. And it's so interesting about this message in tongues is that as you deliver it, suddenly you may feel like, hey, you deliver the message in tongues and then suddenly you feel, okay, I'm done. And then you may switch back to your normal tongues or however that is going to come about. And I'm just actually reminded of one time when I experienced this. And before I tell that, sometimes, as I said, sometimes the same person may interpret, but sometimes there also may be another person that comes up and interprets the tongues. So it can be different between those two things. But I'm reminded of one time when I was doing my university studies, and we had this chapel. We had chapels on Tuesdays. And I love those chapels because they were always so filled with the Spirit of God, and there was you could really sense God's manifestation of both his giftings and the things and his presence. But there was this one time where we were having, I believe it was in the chapel, when we were having one of the meeting. And one of the teacher, one of the person who was leading that session had been teaching us. And then he kind of gave time just for the Spirit of God to move among us just as the worship was playing. And then he said, if someone here has a word from God, do come up and share with us. And I could feel, I don't know if you probably felt it, your heart just starts to beat. You just know you are supposed to go up there and deliver a message. So you're supposed to say something to someone in the midst of the cell group. You just feel the Spirit is knocking on you. And I remember standing there and I was just like, God, you haven't even given me the words yet. And I was so fighting it. But then this person who was leading that session said, Sandra. So he kind of pinpointed me out of the crowd and said, do you have a word? So I felt like there was actually no escape from getting away from it. So I remember walking up there and my heart was beating like on 100. It was beating 100%. I was so scared. I was so worried because honestly, God had not given me a single thing. Or if it was just blank in my mind. So I remember taking the microphone in front of my co-students and I remember, being fully like, God, okay, you gotta do something. And I remember as I started and I started to speak out in tongues and I knew right away this was not my natural, normal speaking in tongues. And as I spoke, there was a delivering of a message in tongues that was different to my prayer tongues. And it was so interesting that suddenly I just felt it was done. But then I said, God, okay, so what is next? What is this? What is next? And I remember that right away he gave me one word to begin with, just one word. and I started to speak out the interpretation, being led by the Spirit of God, or starting to speak out the interpretation of what had just been delivered in tongues. And then I remember just walking down there, and when it was over, it was just over. I just felt like I cannot say anything more, because this is it. This is what God, I felt God wanted to deliver. And I remember going back to my seat and just being like, okay, now you made a fool of yourself. Well done, Sandra. Once again, you managed to make a complete fool of yourself. And after the meeting, you know, the teacher who was leading that session, he brought me to one of the students. And this student was actually, he was not Swedish, and he had a name that was very different. A last name that I actually had no clue about his last name. And this student told me that as I was speaking out in tongues, that he heard his last name mentioned within the tongues. And believe me, when I stood up there, I was not thinking, okay, that student, I'm going to look very spiritual right now and I'm going to mention him. But he told me as I delivered the message in tongues, his name came up. And then as I delivered the interpretation of it, it was directly into his life, and the Lord was just working on him and restoring different parts in his life. And I remember after that as well that one after another told me how the Lord spoke into their lives. And so the point of it being is that God uses his gifts in different ways like that. And it's not only for ministers. It's not only for theological students. It's for the whole body of Christ. And it may be that the Lord will lead you into those things. Maybe the Lord has already put that gift in your life. Or maybe the Lord, you have not experienced it, but you have felt like he wants at times to stir that up within you, but you may be fighting. Within cell group, maybe you feel the Lord is stirring up something within you when it comes to that gift. But it's so important that we allow the Lord to work through us in this manner. And some of us may just experience it from time to time, while others may experience it on a regular basis. Because it says here, the Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. It's not on our own initiative. It's on the initiative of the Holy Spirit. And this is not prayer in tongues. This is the gift of tongues. So the point of this story is that it's not about us. And something about tongues may not always resonate with our mind, but we may be delivering something from God and from his Spirit. And it may make a difference for someone else when we are obedient to it. And the same thing with our own lives. We know that when a person is obedient to ministering into our lives through the gifts in different manners, it does bless us. And when we look upon the church in Corinth, because 1 Corinthians 14:27 tells us, how is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speak in tongues, let there be two or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret. So what is Paul saying? When it came to the church in Corinth, there seemed to have been a little bit of a problem. He is not saying, when Paul speaks in this passage, he's not speaking against that tongues is not good. But he is saying that because there seemed to have been some kind of a problem in the church of Corinth, that one after the other was coming and delivering a message in tongues, but there was no interpretation of it. So the minds were not being fruitful, even though maybe the spirit experienced the presence of God, but the mind was not comprehending. So Paul was saying to them, let the most three deliver a message in tongues, and then let one interpret. Let there be order of God as the Spirit moves among you. And even though it's good, but make sure as well that the interpretation of it comes along with it as well when the gift of speaking in tongues is in operation. Hallelujah. So those three things is what I want to categorize, or what I see, what we can see from the Bible in relation to how tongues can be are used within the body of Christ. We have our prayer language, which is for everybody to pray in tongues. We have the gift of tongues, which is one of the gifts of the Spirit, with interpretation of it. And then we have that can also be a sign to the non-believer. And then maybe some of us may ask, but how do I receive it? And the most common thing, so how do I give tongues to someone? How do I pray with someone that wants to receive the speaking of tongues? And I would say that the most common way is to put our hands on people and pray with them, and then see how the Holy Spirit starts to stir up that tongues in their lives. As it says in Acts 19:6, and when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So the most common ways is to put hands upon the people. And then you may ask, but we are not in the physical church right now, so how can I receive it? Well, let me tell you something. The most important thing is that your heart is ready. You can sit alone in your room, because we see even examples of that in Acts 10:44-46, when Peter was speaking in Cornelius' house, and the people started to speak in tongues as he was speaking. Nobody lays hands on them. They just started speaking in tongues. So you can sit in your own room, even. You can sit down with your cell group leader at your cell group. You can talk with someone over the phone and even be prayed for like that. Or even during right now, as we are speaking about that, the main thing is that your heart is ready. Because the Holy Spirit stirs it up within us. But we need to start to speak by faith. And maybe we feel like it comes with that one word, but it starts somewhere, and then we can feel how the Lord starts to add to it more and more. But we need to realize that it's not us, it's not me or somebody else that gives us the language, it's God, it's the Holy Spirit. So the person receiving it needs to be ready, the hearts need to be ready, and the willingness to start. And then we need to open up our mouth and we need to start speaking as we feel the leading of the Spirit of God. So every individual is different and the experience is different. I know of people that have experienced it as they're just sitting alone in their room and the Holy Spirit comes as they ask for it and they start speaking in tongues. We have seen people in our own meetings as well, in our own church here in Shanghai, in the midst of the service, to start speaking in tongues and for the first time. So it's not the first and foremost, it's about your heart. It's about your willingness, about the people's heart that we pray for, that they are ready, that they are willing, because it's not us that is giving it. It's the Spirit of God that stirs it up and makes us able to start to speak in this manner. Hallelujah. Yes. So that's what I want to encourage us this Sunday morning. That I want to remind us, for those of us that may not have yet received that language, if you desire it, ask for it, believe for it. For those of us that may still have questions about it, don't hesitate to ask God. Don't hesitate to study on it and see more what God intended for it. And for those of us that already speak in tongues, don't hesitate and stir yourself up through that gift that has been given to you. Stir up that language within you. Start praying in the Spirit. Start praying in the Spirit for situations you're facing right now. Start praying in tongues when it comes to your job. Start praying in tongues when it comes to to your work situation, to the obstacles you're facing. Pray in tongues. Don't hesitate. Don't compromise. But let the Spirit of God lead you as you allow Him and you cooperate with Him. And you see how God changes impossible situations. Because we cannot always rely on this, but we can always rely on Him. We can always rely that He knows better. We can always rely that His wisdom is beyond our own wisdom. And that is the Spirit of God that we follow. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Lord. So I just, let's come before Him right now together. Hallelujah, Father. Korabasyan daralachande. Ni machar yendara la mahasna makiali ando le mechei la macha. Ni nakesian derelia ondora ma ena ara mahar yenderele ikaria lo na mahei. Ni na makesian do on na machali andara bako rabasande. Hallelujah. I am with you, says the Lord. I am with you. Even though you doubt, even though you wonder, even though you are fearful, do not doubt my goodness. Do not doubt my grace. Do not doubt my provision. Because I am with you, says the Lord. I am the one who walks with you through the storm. I am the one who will carry you over the obstacles that you face. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. And I will deliver you. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise you and we worship you. We praise you and we worship you, God. Lord, I want to thank you for each and every one that are with us right now. I pray, Father God, that you come into their lives. I pray for those that may not yet have received the praying of tongues, have not yet started. It's already within them, but it just needs to be manifested in their life. God, right now I pray together with them that you stir it up within them. And even as they find themselves in the living rooms or listening to this preaching, Lord, I pray you stir it up. You open up their mouth. You release their tongue so that they can start to pray in a new language. In Jesus' name, God. And Father, I pray for those that have already received their prayer language, but there has been a dormant. It has not been used. It has not been a part of their life for a while. God, right now, I pray you stir it up. Stir up their spirit and let their praying in tongues be released once again. Be empowered once again. And be a part of their life once again. In Jesus' name I pray, God. And I pray for each and every one this morning, God. Let us never compromise when it comes to the life of the Holy Spirit. Let us never compromise when it comes to knowing you, your way, and your guidance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Be encouraged. Be blessed. And know that God is with you.